Welcome to the latest episode of the Gospel Podcasts. These recordings are published weekly by the Christians that assemble at the Hospital Hill Gospel Hall in Dunfermline, Scotland. Be assured you are in our prayers, and we know that God will bless you for listening. Further information is provided at the end of this short podcast. I now pass you over to the latest message recently recorded at the Gospel Hall. Thank you.
Now, if we have a Bible, we just turn to two verses of Scripture this evening. The first one is found in John's Gospel. John's Gospel, and reading in chapter 10. And we'll read verse 9. I am the door. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking here. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Over to the last book in our Bible, the book of the Revelation, and reading together in chapter 3. Chapter 3 and just the one verse. Verse 20. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Now that will suffice for the reading of the Word of God this evening. The Bible is clear when we read together these two verses. It mentions a door, a commodity that you and I almost every day without fail use. We leave the house, we leave by the door. Whether it be the front door or the back door, we leave by the door. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was speaking in the Gospels, would often take images, just like the door, and apply it to himself. We could have read in verse 11 of John's Gospel, chapter 10, these words. He refers to himself as a shepherd. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And quite often the Lord Jesus Christ would use images to attract the attention of those who would listen to him as he preached. And on this occasion tonight, we're going to look at one. In verse 9 of John's Gospel, chapter 10, he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I put it to you like this, easy to remember. I am the door, that is the revelation. If you enter the door, he will reveal himself as to who he is, as to what he did. I am the door, revelation. By me, if any man enter in, invitation. He shall be saved, salvation. Go in and out and find pasture, satisfaction. All enclosed in this little verse in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 9. I am the door. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, he says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man should hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me. I want to base the gospel message tonight around these four little thoughts from John's Gospel chapter 10 verse 9 and also apply to Revelation 3 and verse 20. I want to speak tonight about the door. Christ is the door. He was the door in the ark. You remember in the book of Genesis? how Noah prepared for the saving of his house and the people, had they listened, an ark. And God put in the side of the ark a door. A door that would allow people to enter in. A door that would allow people to go out. And the Lord Jesus Christ here is referring to himself as a door. I am the door. How do I get to know Christ? How do I get to know his great salvation? How do I get to understand Calvary? How do I get to understand all that he did at the place called Calvary? You only understand it in the measure in which you open the door. I am the door, he says, by me if any man enter in. Supposing you were to come to my home, you would arrive at the door, the front door, you would knock. You'll only know what I have in my home if you enter in. Perhaps you could look through the window. I could close the blinds and therefore you wouldn't see anything. So how do I know what's inside my home? What do I know is inside your home? How do I gain entrance? You gain entrance by the door. And if the door is shut, you cannot get in. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the door, by me. By me, if any man enter in. I want to emphasize tonight that my salvation and your salvation is not dependent upon me. It's not what I do. I cannot work for salvation. I cannot pay for salvation. I cannot add anything to the work of Christ upon the cross at Calvary. I want to emphasize tonight and re-emphasize, he is the door. By me, not through a creed, not through a culture, not through a religion, not through Christianity, not even reading the Bible. Reading the Bible is great. There are many people who have read the Bible have never found the Saviour. Many people who have said their prayers and given tithes to the church, but they're not in heaven. People seem to have this illusion, this imagination, that if I do good works as opposed to bad works, when the scales of justice in eternity roll, my good works will outdo my bad works and Christ will receive me to heaven. That, my friend, is a lie from hell. I am the door, by me. By whom? By Christ. By Jesus. By my Saviour. I am the door. He reveals himself. If I open that door, the door to my heart, and enter in, I am the door, by me if any man enter in. Now when scripture refers to man, it's really revealing mankind. It's not just men at the expense of women, or boys and girls for that matter. But when we read the word man in the word of God, it's really referring to mankind, for all. I am the door, by me if anyone enter in. Listen to what it says. He shall be saved. He shall be saved. Or rather, they shall be saved. So what do I do for salvation? I'm a sinner. I need salvation. If I'm going to enjoy eternity with Christ, what do I do? Well, first of all, you must come to the door. And in the words of Revelation 3:20, the Lord says, behold, I stand at the door, your heart's door, and he's knocking. No, when you come to my front door and you want access, you knock at the door. And when people knock at the door, generally, instinctively, you go and you open the door. You want to see who's knocking. You want to greet the person on the other side. The Lord Jesus says, behold, I stand at your heart's door. and I'm knocking. I'm that door. You have a heart's door. Not a literal heart's door, you'll understand. But he wants to come in for the purpose that he might have fellowship with you. He wants to take away your sin. He wants to make you fit for heaven. And that we read later on in the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 20 it says there, nothing that defileth shall ever enter in. That's speaking about heaven. No defilement. There's defilement upon earth because we're sinners. But there's no defilement in heaven because there's no sinners there. The people that are in heaven are those who know the Saviour and are saved. Why? What happened to them on earth? They opened the door. They let the Saviour in. As a boy of 12, I opened the door and I let the Saviour in. I wasn't the worst of sinners. Not by a long way, but I was still a sinner. And incidentally, remove from your thought process that there are big sinners and small sinners and bad sinners, or even, dare I say it, perhaps good sinners. In the sight of God, sin is sin. And we're sinners. We don't like to be called that, but it's true. A number of years ago, I was asked to go and speak at a place in Airdrie. And the man said to me on the phone before I come, he said this to me, he says, could I say to you that when you come to preach, don't mention sin or sinners, for you'll offend people. Don't mention hell, because you'll offend people. And I said to that man, I won't be. I cannot preach the gospel of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ without mentioning the fact that we are sinners and we sin. Now, it's not me that's saying it, it's God that says it. God says in his word, for all have sinned. And if we're honest with ourselves, we know we're sinners. Because we have this DNA in us, implanted in us, that we know to do wrong. We know to do bad things. We know how to misbehave. We know in the sight of a holy God that we are sinners if we're true to ourselves. And the Lord Jesus Christ is saying here, I am that door by me. If you enter in, what are you going to find? You're going to find salvation. Listen, God says, he, she shall be saved. That's the simplicity of the message of the gospel. We try to complicate it. We try to make it hard to understand, and yet the simplicity is this. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in. Could you imagine if the Lord was on the other side of that door at the back of the hall that you came in tonight? How do I get salvation? I would say to you, open the door and walk straight in. You're saved. That's the simplicity of the message of the gospel. Now, the next three thoughts are not my thoughts. I came across these thoughts in a book that I have in the home by a man called Alec Ross of Aberdeen. An evangelist who spent his lifetime, decades ago, moving across the whole of Scotland and beyond, preaching the gospel. And he says of the door three things, and I'm going to leave them with you. As we thought of the Lord Jesus Christ being the door. And by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall find, what does it say? Find pasture. Find something to satisfy. Now, I'm not going to stand here and tell you that the world can't satisfy you, because it can. And it will. But only for a season. Only momentarily. You'll not find lasting joy in this world. Nobody does. They'll search for it, but in vain. For what the world has to offer is just for a short period. But the satisfaction you find in Christ lasts not only for today, or even for next week, or even for this year, but for all your life. I remember my late father saying to me, "Graham, if at the end of life's journey, what I have and what I believed in has just been a fable, a fairy tale, I've still had the best life." But it's not a fairy tale, and it's not a fable. It's the truth. We preach Christ crucified. We preach the truth from the Word of God. The Word of God, a God that cannot lie. "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall go in and out and find pasture." That pasture, that green grass, that which we feed upon, will never, ever, ever, ever run out. Go to the shelves in the shop. You're looking for an individual item. It's gone, sold out. Well, we're not going to get any more in. That's it, it's gone. You remember during the pandemic how the shelves were emptied of various different things, but we couldn't get them. But here, the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, if you enter in and you find salvation in the person of Christ, I can assure you that that satisfaction will never, ever run out. What does he say in Revelation 3 and 20? "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door. I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." Fellowship with a divine person. Fellowship with the Christ of God. Fellowship with the Saviour that I can enjoy just now and tomorrow morning when I wake, and tomorrow night, and all through the day, and all through this incoming week, and all through the month of January, February, March, April, and so on, right through the year, I can enjoy that satisfaction that only He can give. And here are the three thoughts of our dearly departed brother Alec Ross. A door, he says, a door delivers. A door discovers. A door divides. A door delivers. You open that door at the front of the hall tonight and you came in. You open the door and you discovered that you're in the presence of Christ. But a door divides. For on the other side, tonight, there could be those in the hall here, clearing up. David will set up for the Bible Explorers tomorrow night. So he'll be here. And we might well be on the other side of the door. The door divides. And we sometimes sing with the children here on a Monday night. One door, and only one. And yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside, and you're on the outside. On which side are you? And as the Lord Jesus Christ is saying tonight, I am the door. What side of the door are you on? You're still on the outside. I go back to the book of Genesis. I go back to the ark. And God put a door on the side of the ark. And if you read the early chapters of the book of Genesis, you'll understand this. That when the time was come and the rain began to fall, God shut the door. And those who were on the outside were lost. The book of the Revelation, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." I wonder if in 2023 he's been knocking. Knocking at your heart's door. Longing to gain access. Longing to come in. longing to save you, still stubbornly, you've kept that heart's door closed. What a night it would be if tonight you opened that door. Opened that door in faith and allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to come in and to save your never dying soul and to make you fit for heaven. Listen to the words of the hymn writer. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door. In simplicity, just open the door, and he'll come in, and he'll save you, not just for time. That's wonderful. But saved for the long eternity. And know that when death should come, for if the Lord should tarry for, let's say, another 20, 30, 40, 50 years, the greater majority in this company will be in the presence and will be in eternity. So I challenge you. Which side of the door are you on tonight? Have you entered, have you opened the heart's door and asked the Lord Jesus just to come into your life? I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Shall we pray?
Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this, the latest episode in the Gospel Podcast series. We trust that God will bless you for listening. And if you've not already done so, that you would take this opportunity to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the eternal salvation of your precious soul. If you would like further information, or indeed a free personal copy of God's Word, the Bible, you're welcome to contact us. Full contact details can be found on our website, www.hospitalhillgospelhall.org. May God bless you, and goodbye for now.